1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 983. Sketch 1,191. Hey, hey, we're the...
I have a little fact to share with people.
Ooh.
The okay. All does it involve Keith?
It does not.
Okay, carry on.
I'm really interested now.
Yeah.
The all-time biggest selling album in Irish chart history is an album called Fate of Our Fathers, which was an album of hymns partially sung by the monks of Glenstall Abbey.
Ah, hence the monk.
So yes, so the top of the album is by monks. Singing. So why did you choose this sketch?
Is that true? No, I mean, that can't be true.
What?
That the best-selling album in Ireland ever is some monks.
Monks and, like, kind of various choirs. The album was called Fate of Our Fathers, which was parodied in another album by Dustin the Turkey in Fate of Our Fedders.
I've just looked up best-selling albums in Ireland and it's come up with White Ladder by David Gray.
At the time.
He was one of the monks, it's fine.
Certainly it was the time it came out, the biggest-selling album, in like 1996.
Do you think the monks of Buckfast Abbey are annoyed that their drink is... used as the cheapest drink in Scotland? Is it nice? Because I think something made at a picturesque abbey is going to be nice.
It is really, really nice for the first drink.
Oh.
First mouthful. It's like, basically, if you imagine you're having a dessert, little aperitif or something.
Like a dessert wine. Oh, is it really strong?
Or it's a like digestive a fortified start wine. The meal.
Whatever.
It's like a fortified wine.
It's fortified wine. It's very, very sweet. So it is very nice, the first mouthful you have. By the fourth mouthful you have, it is utterly disgusting. So the key is to finish the bottle of Buckfast in under four goes.
In under four? Right.
If you drink too much of it, you have in the morning what's called the buckmucks.
What's the buckmucks?
Yeah. What do you think?
Mucks, like poo.
Yeah, we've done this, haven't we?
Have we?
Probably. I think the buckmucks have come up before.
Okay, yeah. Go on, Rich.
I found two different sources for the best-selling records in Ireland's history. In one of them, Faith of Our Fathers is number 7. However, items above it came out before that. So at no point can it have been the best-selling album ever. I mean, for example, it's joint 7th with the greatest hits of ABBA in one list, which definitely came out before 1996. It might have been the best-selling album of 96. I won't deny that. A Woman's Heart is actually the best-selling album by one account, and White Ladder the other, as Dan says.
So we've concluded that Simon's told us some bullshit.
I mean, he's told us about a very highly sold, highly selling... What the fuck's the right phrase? Yes.
Monk album.
Best-selling.
But also it's credited to Frank Patterson, an Irish tenor, so the monks don't even get main credit.
What? So this was redundant then? This is redundant.
So the whole thing
it's not
was
even
nonsense.
Monk chat.
It's bullshit from soup to nuts.
Great.
Well, best do a sketch then,
let's do a sketch.
Bullshit from soup to nuts is a nice phrase.
You picked this one. You picked it, Si.
Okay, so I'm
probably because he had that fact ready to go. Fact used loosely.
No, I didn't. I just thought it'd be nice if we had like facts make people think that we've actually planned this and curated their kind of listening experience. One that's like picking numbers at random from a list and just fucking
I'm pretty sure by now
I was gonna say by now, like sketch 980 whatever they've cottoned on. It's drivel.
I was clearly told
they might
not
be,
to
they
bring
might be
facts
starting
to
now
this.
They might be starting at 1,000 and working right down.
You said that last week.
It's still gonna be true.
So either way, whichever direction they're gonna go, they hear it 7 days apart.
Probably not. I doubt I'll put the mouse in that close an order.
Oh, that's very wise of you. Right, who are you going to cast in this one, too?
I will make myself do it, number one, and which number two?
Okay.
Shall we go out and buy some cream? I do not think we need cream. But we need cream because I'm making carbonara.
You don't use cream to make a carbonara.
I taught you use cream to make a carbonara.
You do not.
Why is carbonara creamy then?
You make the sauce with water from the pasta pot, which has a large amount of starch.
Oh.
I saw it on a video on YouTube.
Next, you'll be telling me that carbonara does not have bacon in it.
Carbonara does not have bacon in it.
You are shitting me.
It is made with guanciale.
What is guanciale?
It is cured pig cheek.
I consider that to be bacon. It is basically bacon.
It's not.
All right. It is not bacon. I don't care. So long as we have parmesan. At least tell me carbonara uses parmesan.
No. Pecorino.
Fuck's sake. Do you want a pizza?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Beautifully done.
I reckon we could probably hit 9th best selling album in Ireland with that. What's Irish for a Grammy?
Ooh, good question. We have the Choice Music Awards, but that's more equivalent to Mercury Music.
Irish
Awards.
People can win a Grammy. Let's just go for the Grammy. Grammy.
I mean, we can go for the Choice Music Award. Apex Trin was nominated.
What do you think the nomination process is? Can you just nominate yourself for a Grammy? No.
Yes, but you have to send in like.
Yeah.
There'll be a very complex process.
Like most awards of that nature, there will be a fee.
Mm. Listeners, send your 50p's, take to an envelope to Alistair Turvett at where
I would actually put them inside somewhere. The envelope rather than taping it to it. Otherwise, the postie will nick them.
I do have a very dishonourable
That's
postie.
Very little faith in the Royal Mail.
I've got fuck all faith in the Royal Mail. My letters just never turn up. I just sort of continually ask.
Is that because you keep
reset?
Asking people to tape 50p's to the outside of it?
No, I never do that.
We could probably apply for the Irish Podcast Awards, but we didn't.
Okay. How did you win Political Blogger of the Year in Ireland? Did you have to nominate yourself, or did other people nominate you?
I was nominated.
The glamour.
It's a very small community. It was a small community that no longer exists, really, but, you know.
Do you still keep in touch with anyone from the political blogging community?
No, not really. They kind of all drifted apart.
Got lives.
Politically.
Lives, sure. Grew up. I mean, there's one or two of them on TV now.
Wait, you won the award and you're not on TV? Or are you on TV in Ireland? I don't know how it works.
I was asked to be on TV one time, but I couldn't make it. I did go on an English internet TV channel once.
Can we have more information about that?
Look at the previous episode where we discussed it.
Oh, fine. I'm out.
There was a few people who would have been student journalists in the field at the time, and they are now no longer student journalists and now like grown-ups and therefore on TV as political correspondents.
Indeed.
Glamorous.
Goodbye.
Wiedersehen.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Richard Catherall and Simon Tui. It was produced by Alistair Turvett. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.